Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Metal Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish. And this is our Valentine's Day episode, because Valentine's Day is around the corner. If you are a fan of the Hallmark holidays, this is the most Hallmark of Hallmark holidays. And as we do every year, I thought we would go ahead and do an entire show of duets. And we started off with Mickey and Sylvia, Love is Strange. Because it is. And you're going to find out through all the songs on this show that it's really strange sometimes. But Mickey and Sylvia from 1956. And of course, a song featured on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, because that's where every Gen Xer knows that song from. Very famous scene where Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey are singing to each other. Love is Strange. All right, so as I mentioned, this is going to be all duets. Most of these songs, as we did last year, are going to be sad duets, cheating songs and heartbreak songs, and because that's how we do Valentine's Day here on Wrong Side of the Tracks. But we're going to do this one first, because I had this song kind of stuck in my head for a little bit, and I love it. This is Dale and Grace. I'm leaving it all up to you. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I'm leaving it all up to you. You decide what you're gonna do. Now do you want my love? Or are we through? That's why I'm leaving. up to you. You decide what you gonna do.
Jumped aboard that silver plane, waved me through the wind of pain, left me with my arms full of empty. Well, I'm so sick and tired of getting up, so sick and tired, sick of dirty clothes and dirty dishes. I'm tired of all these sleepless nights that drive me up the walls, tired of having arms full of empty. Oh, you took my car and took my money, done me wrong and that ain't funny, left me standing here looking silly. Jumped aboard that silver plane,
waved at me through the window pane,
left me with my arms full of empty.
The stealing kind, but I'm faced with heartache at love's cheating line. Don't let me cross over love's cheating line. You belong to another and can never be mine. Step closer would be heaven divine. Don't let me cross over love's cheating line. I tried to forget you, but what else can I do when your eyes keep saying that you love me too? I know if I lose you, not a dream will I have left. I don't want to cheat, dear, but I can't help myself. Don't let me cross over love's cheating line. You belong to another and can never be mine. I know one step closer would be heaven divine. Don't let me cry.
nothing cold as ice is after the fire is gone.
The bottle is almost empty. The clock just now struck ten. Darling, I had to call you to our far out place again.
We know it's wrong for us to meet, but the fire's gone out at home.
And there's nothing cold as ice is after the fire is gone.
But we keep hanging on.
And there's nothing cold as ice is after the fire is gone. Love is where you find me when you find no love at home. And there's nothing cold as ice is.
It's a lesson too late for the learning. Made of sand, made of sand.
In the wake of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hand, in your hand.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
As we walk along, my thoughts are tumbling round and round, round and round.
Underneath our feet, a subway's rumbling underground, underground.
Are you going?
Didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on my mind.
I've got reason plenty for going.
This I know, this I know.
The weeds have been steadily growing.
Please don't go, please don't go.
Are you going? Behind.
I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on my mind. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on my mind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
Wrong Wrong Side of the Tracks, and there you go. So that should give you an idea of what we're shooting for here on this very special Valentine's episode, duet episode of Wrong Side of the Tracks. Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner, when you're talking about country duets, right, there's probably five or six that should immediately come to mind. And Dolly and Porter are one of them. That right there, a track called The Last Thing on My Mind from 1967. That was their first single, their first duet single together, written by a folk singer by the name of Tom Paxton. And that was released in October of 1967. Before that, a song you should definitely be familiar with. I mean, I've played the original version on this show probably multiple times. After the Fire Is Gone, made famous by Conway and Loretta, Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn, in 1971. They were not the only people to record it in 1971. Charlie Louvin and Melba Montgomery, about 7 months later, would also release their version of this song in 1971, After the Fire Is Gone. Before that, one of the, I think, most classic country songs ever written, in all honesty, a track called Don't Let Me Cross Over, originally done by Carl and Pearl Butler, or they were just, I think they were called Carl Butler and Pearl, who was a husband and wife country duo, and they released a song in 1962. And that was the original version that you just heard right there, Carl and Pearl Butler. So there you go. Before that, we gave you, sorry, I had a little technical difficulties there. Before that, we gave you some Buck Owens with a song that he originally recorded with his Buckaroos in 1973 called Arms Full of Empty. He would re-record it later in 1973 with Susan Ray as a duet, Arms Full of Empty, the name of that track. And then, of course, starting off the block, we did I'm Leaving It Up to You, as done by Dale and Grace, who made it a number one hit in 1963. Dale Houston and Grace Broussard, who had a bunch of hit singles. Well, a couple. That was their first from 1963. All right. So speaking of duets that you should know, or duet partners anyway that you should know, how about George Jones and Tammy Wynette? How about them doing a Buck Owens song? It's Crying Time. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eye. I can tell by the way you hold me. That it won't be long before it's crying time.
Now they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, and the tears are only right to make love grow. Well, my love for you could never grow no stronger, baby, if I live to be 100 years old.
Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time.
Now you say that you found someone you love better. That's the way it's happened every time before. And as sure as the sun comes up tomorrow, crying time will start when you walk out the door.
Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eye. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. No, it won't be.
be long before it's crying time.
Sunshine and showers and everything coming up daisies. Oh, what a good thing we had gone bad. Oh, what a good thing we had.
Drive-ins and picnics and every day was Saturday.
Oh, what a good thing we had gone bad. Oh, what a good thing we had. Never did need any money. Everything was milk and a honey. Oh, long walks by the river, talking about living together. Oh, what a good thing we had gone bad. Oh, what a good thing we had. Living for the day we married. Oh, what a good thing we had gone bad. Oh, what a good thing we had.
Happiness and laughter, we found everything we were after.
Oh, what a good thing we had gone bad. Oh, what a good thing. Didn't need any money. Everything was milk and honey. Oh, long walks by the river, talking about living together. Oh, what a good thing we had gone bad. Oh, what a good thing we had. Oh, what a good thing.
Loretta, look at yourself. Now, I wish you'd take them curlers out of your hair and go put on a little makeup and get out of that house coat before supper.
Huh. Well, let me tell you something, Conway. Considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Yeah. Ruth Buzzy.
Thank you.
Besides that, all of our kids took after your part of the family anyway.
Oh, they did, huh? Well, what about the ones that's bald?
Well, I guess you might say they took after me.
Just between the two of us, we know our love is gone. People think it's wonderful our love can be so true. You'll never say an angry word, no matter what I do.
And you have so much faith in me, you trust me anywhere. But the reason, if they only knew,
is that we just don't care. Just between the two of us, let's give up this fantasy. For we no longer care enough to even disagree. Everybody envies us and the way we get along. But just between the two of us, we know our love is gone.
Wish we could go back again to days that used to be. We fought a lot, but even then, I knew you cared for me.
Now we get along so well, no teardrops ever fall. But there's no love, no anything. There's nothing left at all. Just between the two of us, let's give up this fantasy. For we no longer care enough to even disagree. Everybody envies us and the way we get along. But just between the two of us, we know our love is gone.
You didn't know I wasn't free when you fell in love with me. And with all your young heart, you learned to care.
It brought me shame and disgrace. The world has tumbled in my face. 'Cause they call our love a backstreet affair.
They say you wrecked my home. I'm a husband that's gone wrong. They don't know the sorrow that we've had to bear.
For the one you're tied to was the first to be untrue. Yet they call our love a backstreet affair.
All that matters anyhow, for the judgment of gossips never fair. We'll just be brave and strong, then someday they'll see they're wrong. Let them call our love a bad. backstreet affair. When all the talk has died away and they've got nothing left to say, and the happiness we've hoped for then we'll share. We'll climb a mountain high and the world will hear us cry that our love is not a backstreet affair.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and again, five more wonderful, wonderful Valentine duet songs, including that one right there from Roy Drusky and Priscilla Mitchell. And do you think they had enough reverb on Priscilla Mitchell's vocal on that? Sounded like she was in a cave. What was happening? I love it, though. Backstreet Affair, a song originally written by a guy named Billy Wallace, who recorded it in July of 1952. A couple months later, Webb Pierce would record that song and make it a huge hit. And everybody and their mom would record a version of this song, including Roy Drusky and Priscilla Mitchell in 1965. That was the version you got there. Before that, Just Between the Two of Us, title track off of an album released by Merle Haggard and Bonnie Owens, who was originally married to Buck Owens and then would eventually be married to Merle Haggard. So there's that. Merle Haggard and the Strangers and Bonnie Owens, Just Between the Two of Us, from 1966. Before that, we gave you a track called You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly, which that song makes me laugh every time I play it. Ellie White and Lola Jean Dillon are the people who originally wrote it and released it in 1977. And then Conway Twitty, Loretta Lynn, would record it in 1978. And that was the version we gave you there. Before that, Johnny Cash and June Carter, Oh, What a Good Thing We Had, and that comes off of their 1967 album, Carrying On, with Johnny Cash and June Carter. And starting off the block, Crying Time, a song written by Buck Owens. There's been a lot of Buck Owens on this show, and I did not plan that, but that's how it happened. Buck Owens wrote it and recorded it in 1964. Of course, Ray Charles would have a huge hit with it a year later in 1965. But we gave you a version from 1976, George Jones and Tammy Wynette off one of their duet albums. Absolutely crushed that version of that song. All right, so there you go. So we got one more block here of some duets. And, you know, what happens a lot with these songs, the characters in these songs often have suspicious minds. It's Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Caught in the trap, I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you
suspicious mind? We can't build our dreams on suspicious mind. I saw an old friend I know. I stopped to say hello, but I could still see suspicion in your eyes. We can't build our dreams on suspicious minds.
Let our love survive. I'll ride
writing and senders. I'm definitely not your type.
Well then, what are we doing in love? What are we doing in a mess like this? What are we doing in love?
Why were you someone I couldn't resist?
What are we doing in love?
We're like paper and matches.
We'll probably have our share of fights.
We're like roses and switches.
It's gonna be hard, but we gotta try.
So what are we doing in love? What are we doing in a mess like this? What are we doing in love?
And what are we gonna tell all our friends?
Sun up and sun down.
People say we're never gonna last.
Like uptown and downtown.
You like it slow, but I like it fast.
What are we doing in love? What are we doing in a mess like this? What are we doing in love?
What are we gonna tell us?
You're just someone I couldn't resist.
So that's what we're doing in love.
No return. They know the coldest wind that blows where once a fire burns. So blow, just won't end without breaking again. Mm-hmm.
never break. They just won't mend without breaking
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that's credited as Graham Parsons, but we all know it's Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris, right? Love Hurts, originally recorded by the Everly Brothers in 1960, written by a guy named Beaudelou Bryant, and a lot of people would cover that song, but the best version is not Roy Orbison. The best version is Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris, excuse me, released 1974 on the Grievous Angel album, which of course came out right after Graham Parsons' death. And yeah, Love Hurts in a lot of different ways. Before that, a track called Help Me Make It Through the Night, written of course by the great Kris Kristofferson and originally appeared on his debut album in 1970. That version right there, I ripped it. It's bootlegged. That was Kris Kristofferson and Rita Coolidge, who at the time was his wife or soon-to-be wife, from 1976. And that's off of a television appearance from a show in England called Later with Jules Holland. So you can find that on YouTube. The performance is spicy. Before that, we gave you a track called Hearts Against the Wind, written by the great J.D. Souther, who wrote a lot of songs for the Eagles. And he wrote that song for the Urban Cowboys soundtrack and had Linda Ronstadt duet with him. So that's from 1980, Linda Ronstadt and J.D. Souther, Hearts Against the Wind. Before that, little contrapolitan tune called What Are We Doing in Love? That's a good question. Dottie West and Kenny Rogers. Although it was only credited to Dottie West, it came off her Wild West album in 1981, but it was definitely a duet, Dottie West and Kenny Rogers. That would go to number one on the country charts and would cross over and be a top 20 pop hit for Dottie West and Kenny Rogers in 1981. And starting off the block, Suspicious Minds, which of course Elvis made famous, but the song was actually written by a guy named Mark James, who also was the first to record the song in 1968, believe it or not. And then, of course, Elvis would make it famous a year later. And then Waylon Jennings and his wife, Jessie Coulter, would record a couple different versions of that tune, originally in 1970, and then again in 1976 for the Wanted the Outlaws album, which was the version you heard right there. So there you go. All right. So that ends our Hallmark duet edition of Wrong Side of the Tracks. We're going to finish off this show the way we always do, is a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson, my all-time favorite musician. And yeah, he did a lot of duets. Willie has done a billion duets throughout the years, but I'm not going to play a Willie duet because we've got an album celebrating anniversary this week, going back 56 years to 1969. This week in 1969, Willie released his My Own Peculiar Way album, and this is a landmark record because it is the first album in which he used his guitar trigger, which he is still using today, 56 years later, holes and all, on the road and in the studio. But this is the first album that Trigger made an appearance in 1969. So you could say it's a duet between Willie and his guitar. So let's give you one of the sadder songs off of this album, because that's what we're doing. It's a song co-written by Willie Nelson and Hank Cochran. It's a track called Any Old Arms Won't Do. Till next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
Somebody's arms and lose myself inside, but just any old arms won't do. They must belong to you. I'd like to know the soothing comfort of a love that never dies, but just any old love won't do. That love must come from you. I've tried so hard to find someone to love since I lost you, but they only make me realize how much that I need you. I'd like to know, when I grow older, someone's heart will still be true, but just any old heart won't do. It must belong to you. They only make me realize how much that I need you. I'd like to know, when I grow older, someone's heart will still be true, but just any old heart won't do. It must